Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, sit back and relax as we take you on a journey to the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast, www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. Sit back and enjoy the show. The Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today starts in 5. Cool. 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Pasó, güera.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Can everybody hear me? What is going on? Intern Timmy, get it together. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. This is the admin coming to you live, 10:30 Central Time tonight. On the FWWC today. Yo, what is going on, guys? I know I was absent a couple weeks, but hey, I am back. Had to take care of some business, family matters. But man, we got a hell of a show for you guys tonight. I'm wondering, I was absent last week. I'm trying to figure out where's the host? Where's my man AJ? Where's Richard Priest? If we can get those guys to call in real fast, man, I appreciate that. But hey, this is DeJuan Mills. Again, I am the admin of the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter. It is a pleasure to have you guys tuning in with us tonight. Man, I'm going to tell you guys something. We are 6 days away. 6 days away from Universe Mania Part Number 3. And I'm going to tell you something. You guys don't know what to expect. A little background again about the group, just in case you guys don't know. 5 years ago, this group was built. 5 years ago, an idea. An idea became a reality became a dream. And we started the best fantasy wrestling world, the best fantasy wrestling group in the entire world, man. Myself, my business partner, Renee Martinez, they call him Mata. And I'm going to tell you guys something. We are the pinnacle when it comes to fantasy wrestling. We are the pinnacle when it comes to people coming in, doing promos, creating characters. You know, not necessarily stepping in the ring, but being their own person, their own man, their own everyone. Championship belts. Oh, man, I'm telling you guys, we got everything and anything that you guys need. Without the rest. Really? I'll go away for 2 weeks and I'll think like nothing's changed, has it?
Worldwide Chapter, it is I, the greatest Legends champion ever in chapter history. The one, the only, the gentleman, Richard Priest. DeJuan, how are you doing this evening, sir?
I was doing a lot better before you interrupted my introduction, but it's always a pleasure to hear from the gentleman, Richard Priest. I am doing great, sir. I am ready. I am beyond ready for the biggest pay-per-view in chapter history, man. I know you're ready. With this being your first Universe Mania 3 coming up, man, what have been your thoughts so far, you know, within the group, the pay-per-view coming up, everything leading up to the big event, man? What do you think about what's going on in chapter right now, yourself included?
I think this will be the greatest Universe Mania ever because it is headlining myself in the main event for the Warrior's Heart Championship.
Really? Really? Is that the only thing you think about? I mean, come on, man. Yourself? I mean, there's some other guys in that match, and we'll get to that in a little bit, man. But you know what? I'm excited for you, Rashard Priest. I'm excited for the opportunity that you get to have on Sunday. Not only to compete for the Warrior's Heart Championship, but also I heard you got a match for the Legends Championship, too, with your fellow La Familia member, Big Beer Kenny. You know, we're going to have a lot of guys calling tonight, man. You know what? This is going to be a special edition of the show. Usually we have certain segments, which we do. Usually we have special guests, which we're going to hold back on it tonight. But we want the chapter to call in tonight. So if you're listening to this, I want everybody, write this down. If you haven't already wrote it down, man, call in. We want this thing to be chapter heavy. 657-383-1521. We want the entire chapter to call in tonight. Voice your opinion. You know what? This is the what they call it, the kickoff show, the show right before the big show, Universe Manny 3. We want all of our people to call in tonight, man. Hey, Rashard, have you heard from AJ, man? What you do, lock him out of the office? What's going down?
I have not heard from AJ Atticus, and if we do not hear from AJ Atticus, we might have an idea who will be making the milk carton moment this week.
You know what? That might be a pretty awesome idea. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, man. So let's get into this thing, man. Let's get this thing rolling, man. There was no Raw challenges tonight. You know, again, this is the go-home show, should I say, to Universe Mania 3. But there are some things going on within the chapter that we need to talk about. Now, usually AJ Atticus does the promo of the week segment. But to be honest with you, Rashard Priest, my goodness, I don't know which one to pick. Like, there was so many good promos this week. There was so much going on leading up to Universe Mania 3. I mean, you had the Titans of Time. You know, they was doing some promos. Steampunks, they had some stuff going. Me personally, Rashard Priest, was there anything that actually caught your eye, sir?
I threw out a promo earlier this week as well that was very, very good. I believe, and once again, I have made promo of the week 2 weeks in a row. Thank you, DeJuan, for that honor.
Rashard, bro, I didn't say you were the promo of the week. I was asking you, was there any particular promo besides yours, of course, that stuck out, you know, that got your attention, that make you say, ooh, ah, that was pretty awesome. Leading up to the biggest event, Universe Mania 3. Any of them, sir, besides yours, of course.
You know, the new La Familia tag team of Big Papa Kirk and the legend Big Beer Kenny, the Moonshine Mother Truckers, actually had a couple great promos that came out this week.
Right, right. I checked that out, man. You know what? The thing that I like about these new promos, man, you know, you can tell the effort that's being done to it. You know, back in the day when I used to do my promos, you know, I sound like an old guy. Back in the day, I used to use an old cell phone and a flip phone to do my shots. We used to stay up to 1 o'clock in the morning and shoot them twice in rainstorms. That's an inside joke, Del Mata. You know, but, man, the quality, the background, the editing, like, you can tell that all these guys that are putting these out, man, are doing their full entire effort, man. You know, again, this is what this group is about. You know, this is what this chapter is about. You know, going in, creating the character, and just entertaining people. You know, like the Titans of Time would say, man, bringing back entertainment to the chapter. To be honest with you, Rashard Priest, I was very impressed. I can't say there was one in particular that didn't deserve promo of the week, man. So shout out to the entire FWWC for busting ass, bringing the pain, and doing the damn thing. But I believe we got a few people on the line before we get into our next segment. Intern Timmy, is there anybody we can get on the line right now that wants to call in and probably voice their opinion about some promos they saw this week? Can we get some callers in? Callers in, please.
We have Corbin Slater on the line.
Corbin Slater, my man, what's going on, bro? Voice your opinion, man. I want to give you a shout-out, too. I didn't forget about you, bro. You brought some fire this week, too, man. What's going down?
No problem, no problem. Nice being here again. It's been a couple weeks for me as well, so.
Corbin Slater, our current Warrior's Heart champion, who will be losing to me this Sunday at Universe Mania 3, sir. How are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing pretty good there, Richard. I do have to say something about promos, though. You know that the Warriors Heart Championship, Richard, isn't just another gold to throw in your trophy case. That does actually mean something to the chapter. It actually means something to all those fans that line that arena night after night. So where's your passion for this belt? Where's your passion to be not only a champion, but to be the champion?
That's a good question, Richard Priest. Your rebuttal, sir.
Sir, I have more passion for everything that goes around here than most guys have passion for what goes on in their own heads.
Well, I'd like to see that some more. I'm just saying.
Here's my thing, fellas. You know, we're not going to give away too much before the big show. Here's the thing. You know, Corbin, you well-deserving, and you've been a great Warriors Heart champion. I'll give you credit where credit's due, man. But the exact same time, brother, when I told you when you first won that championship, the absolute biggest target is going to be on your back. So, yeah, you brought the promos. Yeah, you brought the fire. Yeah, you're definitely good on camera. But I'm going to tell you something, bruh. As a guy that's defended his championship before when he had a championship in the group, that's the biggest thing, being able to get inside that ring, defend that title. And, dude, you're going to be going up against multiple guys, man. And you're on the biggest stage, the absolute biggest stage in this chapter's history. I can't recall a time when we had over nearly 300 people in our chapter. But, dude, all eyes are going to be on you coming in this Sunday. Corbin, where are you mentally right now? What are you thinking about, man, as we keep these callers coming in?
What I'm thinking right now is that I, at UM3, am not going to let one person distract me. Not going to let Mass distract me. Not going to let Richard Priest distract me. Certainly not Kronos, not Nightmare. I'm going to focus on what I need to be focused on. There's that hot word that everyone's been talking about all week, focus.
Oh,
and that's retaining that Warriors Heart Championship at UM3. Because that thing isn't going anywhere. I have so much to prove that I'm not just a flash in the pan. That's what I'm focused on right now, is that belt, walking out that champion, and not letting anything else distract me.
Hmm.
Well, Corbin, I would tell you this. Come Universe Mania 3, your 14 minutes and 59 seconds will be over, sir.
Well, Richard Priest, it'll be more than 14 minutes and 59 seconds, because after UM3, that 15 minutes and 1 second, I will still be greater than you, because I will still be holding that Warriors Heart Championship.
Ooh, I like that. I like that, man. Tension is high going into UM3. Appreciate you, Corbin, man.
Do we set a caller? Can we move on out to the next caller? Please.
We can move on, man. Like I said, this, again, if you didn't know, this is the FWWC Today. It's sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast with Jerome Renee. You can check them boys out every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Kansas City time. Yo, again, this is caller heavy. We want all the members of the chapter to call in tonight, man. You know, we didn't have a Raw challenge. You know, we
Hello, gentlemen. Gentlemen, I understand that AJ Atticus is missing in action, so have no fear. Joe Lance from the WrestleTalk Podcast, your sponsor, is here.
Oh, boy. What's poppin',
Joe? About time we got somebody
in
class on this show. Other than myself.
Joe, it's good to hear
here.
From you,
Hello,
dude. It is great to hear from you.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Glad. Well, right before you chimed in, man, we was going to get into Richard Priest's favorite segment of the show. His favorite, in my opinion, one of my favorite too, man. The milk carton moment of the week. Richard Priest, it's on you, baby. Take it away. Who gets that prestigious title this week, man? I know you got something good for us.
Well, DeJuan, actually, I want to mention how I was actually in the greater Kansas City area this week, and your home church.
That's true.
And to say the least about Kansas City, I was kind of unimpressed. I mean, the nicest thing I saw driving into Kansas City was this nice-looking minor league ball club right there off I-70 that had this crown on it. I guess that's where your minor league baseball team
was. Whoa, hold on, brother. You're not going to hold on now. Now, I know I've been gone a couple weeks now, okay? I'm not a little bit rusty, you know, just a little bit off. But what I'm not going to allow is you to disrespect my hometown. You better recognize the world champion Kansas City Royals on the back of that big crown you just saw on I-70 Kauffman Stadium, baby. Now, let's get this thing right. Let's keep this thing respectful, because I ain't going to say nothing about East St. Louis, if you will. Let's keep this thing let's keep this above the belt, man.
I never go to third world countries like Illinois, but what I did not see and what I have not seen on the chapter lately is Mr. No Gimmicks, Danny Lane.
You like
You know, for someone who says that the UXT championship is the most prestigious championship in the chapter, for being the UX champion, I have not – well, no, I do apologize. Danny Lane did finally post something up earlier today, but you cannot come out of the woodwork the day of Monday night and try to post a promo of answering somebody who called you out over a week ago as the undefeated Vincent Knight has tried calling out Danny Lane for a non-title match. I think Danny Lane is just ducking people before he goes to Universe Mania 3. Any thoughts on you, Duane?
You know what? I'm going to talk a little about Danny Lane. You know what? I got to give respect to that guy. I do, man. Even though he's from Boston, and I'm not a big fan of anything in Boston, that includes Tom Brady, the Patriots, Boston Clam Chowder, everything, Boston Celtics, Boston Red Sox, whatever. But at the exact same time, you know what? I will say this much about the guy. He can compete. You know, I remember his early days in UXT, man. He had a bit of an undefeated streak. Then he got some gold around his waist. So, you know, as much as it annoys me that he tries to come in the week of UM3 and tries to, you know, make claim to him competing, you know what? I don't think he's going to have a chance against Massacre, because Massacre is freaking unstable. The man is insane, and I believe he's going to rip Danny Lane from limb to limb come this Sunday. Now, again, that's not biased, but I'm just saying, it takes more than just to get up here a week ahead of time or a week before the big show and try to, you know, flex your muscles. Joe Lentz, man, I know you guest starring on the show tonight.
I have been in the ring with both Danny Lane and both Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason Danny Lane is probably UXT champion right now is because I got called up to the main roster. But I have a feeling come that match, Massacre is going to do what he does best, and that's choke on his giblets.
Oh, there's always, you know what?
Got him! Got
it. No need for an umbrella, because Rick gives us enough. Rashard Priest gives us enough shade. Oh, my goodness. Joe Lentz, I'm not sure if you're still there, man. Used to be in UXT, man. Nightmare Jones, you know, a close guy of yours, used to be in UXT, man. What is your thoughts on D-Lane and Massacre going into UM3?
Oh, you know, watching the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide chapter, Danny Lane is... he's somebody that did exactly what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to win the UXT championship, and that's exactly what he's done. Since he's won, we haven't really seen very much of him. Do I think Massacre stands a shot of beating Danny Lane? No. I don't see Massacre beating Danny. I think Danny Lane is going to continue to be the UXT champion until, you know, he decides that it's his time to go up to the main roster. Plain and simple.
Interesting. Yes. In my opinion, man, there's a lot of great matches going into UM3. And we're going to get into all those matches, man. Like I said, man, we want everybody to call in tonight, man. We want all you guys, everybody that can hear the sound of our voice, call in tonight, 657-383-1521. This is the special go-home show for UM3, the FWWC Today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast, with your boy Joe and Renee. Joe, guest starring on the line, my man Rashard Priest, no idea where AJ is. Hopefully nothing happened to the man. You know what I'm saying? We got our thoughts about my brother right there. But, yeah, man, everybody call in tonight. Call in. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear you. And before we get into the big, huge card that we have for UM3 coming up to Sunday, I understand we got someone else on the line. Somebody else is on the line calling in. Can we get them in before we get into the card, please?
We do.
I believe it's coming time.
Oh, boy.
Professor Colin Cripple. You are live on the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide chapter today.
It is Crippel, Joe Lance. Crippel, get it right.
Oh, you know.
How are you all doing tonight?
We're doing good.
I'm doing great, Crippel. Do you have some cocoa for us tonight, sir?
There is no cocoa. Just pain. I would like to talk about Universe Mania 3. And I would like to talk about three members of the Steampunk Collective. Tonight is one of their last nights of breathing for Tank, Deodric Rain, and Mason the Mechanic Murray.
Get your opponents right, Capel.
I understand that the Steampunk Collective had a little powwow this past weekend. And I find it funny that they talked about everything under the sun except for the hardcore match coming up at Universe Mania 3. So that while they're having fun playing with their little hammers, I've been watching them. I've been studying them like a textbook. And I will make sure that Tank, Deodric Rain, and Mason the Mechanic Murray end up in a body bag.
Well, Crippel, I actually wish you the best of luck this weekend. I hope you come home with the Hardcore Championship, sir, so that way you have another belt that I can take from you.
Rashard Priest, you will not take anything away from me ever again, because I refuse to go back to that cocoa-drinking idiot.
All right, now, thank you, Capel. You know what? Yeah. That had to be one of the most creepiest moments on the FWWC today. Yeah, hashtag Universe Mania 3. You can find that on Twitter, I'm telling you guys. You don't want to miss that. Joe, have you ever recalled anything that weird on any show we've ever had on our system, man? Honestly, that kind of creeped me out, Joe.
I would have to say I have not. Professor Crippel is definitely a creepy little bastard. So, yeah.
And you know what? This is why I like. Hey, yeah.
I think I'd much rather deal with the disco drinking guy than this whoever he is today.
Yeah,
right.
I would love to give a lot of credit to Crapell because it is Crapell that made me the greatest Legends champion ever when I beat him for that title.
If I recall correctly, I believe there was a cake involved too. You had to be there to understand that reference. But yeah, though, man, this is what I love about Universe Mania 3. This is what I love about Universe Mania in general, man. With this being our third one, that means there had to be a first one. And honestly, guys, the very first Universe Mania, jeez. I forget, it had 3 years ago, man. We was in a member's house. I believe it was my man Theory's house, and it was about 10 or 15 of us, man. We crowned our very first UXT champion in Universe Mania 1. Also, in addition to that, there was another champion crowned at Universe Mania 1. And, I mean, honestly, it all had to start somewhere, man. Universe Mania 3 is a big deal. Why? Because, number one, they let us get to the third one. And, number two, man, we have a whole lot of new guys. We got a whole lot of new faces. We got a whole lot of new characters, man, that's going to come into this and just bring everything. You know, again, hashtag Universe Mania 3. Find us on Twitter. This season brings out the best of everybody. You know, I know people have been there, just some watchers in the group, but if you notice, man, you saw a little bit of extra finesse. You know, everybody's putting on their Sunday's best, if you will, to just display
and
exactly
I'll
what
always
fantasy
wear my Sunday best,
means. Pretty Richard, you know what, I'll be glad. Oh. You know what, I think I'm going to take another break. I am. I love you, Richard, but holy moly. But, I mean, everybody puts on their Sunday best, man, to come out here, do their promos, become who they become, man. And I could not be prouder as an admin, and I mean that as a shoot, of everybody in this chapter, man. You guys make this group what it is today, and I am so, so, so glad to call this place home. So we're going to get into it, man. Like I said, man, we don't have a special guest tonight. We're going to get into this card. And you know what, Rashard Priest? Since you're on the line, man, I want to talk about your match first. Legends Championship with your fellow La Familia member, Big Bear Kenny. We're going to talk about this match first, going into Universe Mania 3. Rashard Priest, let me ask you, as a former Legends Champion, number one, what does that championship mean to you as a competitor, as a member of the FWWC? And also, the fact that you have to go against your fellow member, your fellow La Familia brother, Big Bear Kenny, what are your thoughts going into this match, man? Is there any, are you going to be fair? Are you going to, you know, keep it clean? Are you going to use your dirty tactics that you've already used to get over, you know? Considering this guy is your fellow La Familia member, you know, what is your strategy going into hashtag Universe Mania 3 this Sunday? Your thoughts, sir.
You know, I don't know. I don't understand why everybody says I use dirty tactics. You know, a win is a win is a win. And this coming Sunday, I plan on basically transitioning the Legends Championship, keeping it in La Familia, but bringing it to me. This belt actually means a lot because the very first Legends Champion was La Familia's own Jimbo Slice, a.k.a. Big Papa Kirk, who truly is the legend in this group. So to be on that list of holding that belt with somebody like him is probably the greatest thing ever. I mean, there are other great competitors that have been here in the FWWC that you could probably name off a mile long, but to be on a list with somebody like Jimbo Slice is clearly better than none.
You know what, I'd have to agree, man. Shout out to my man Jimbo Slice, the very first Legends Champion of the FWWC. Joe Lance, man, real quick, your thoughts, man. I know we got some more people on the line. We're going to get them in. Your thoughts on the Legends Championship. Would you like to get a shot one day at the Legends Championship? And what are your thoughts about – I'm going to put you in a rock and a hard place, bro. You're all La Familia. You know, everybody's La Familia, man. What are your picks, you know? You've been watching the group, you know, you've been watching from the side, man. These two guys in La Familia going into it, who's your pick, man, Rashard Priest or Big Bear Kenny?
who is my pick between Rashard Priest and Big Bill Kenny? Does it really matter? Any which way, if you think about it, La Familia keeps the Legends Championship. So does it really matter who wins? La Familia wins. That's the main thing, Duran. La Familia wins. Remember that.
And that has to be the smartest answer I've heard all night. No offense to you, Rashard Priest. But I think we got some more callers on the line, man. Like I said, we want to be caller heavy tonight. Caller heavy. This is caller heavy. Hashtag Universe Mania 3, man. This is going to be the biggest show in the chapter's history. I think we got some more people on the line. Joe, can you get them on, man? Who we got next?
We do. It looks like we have a first-time caller of the night, Vincent Knight. Are you with us?
Vincent Knight, welcome to the FWC today, sir.
Vinny Noce. Is the painting talking tonight? We cannot hear him. Vinny Noce going once. Vinny Noce going twice. And there he goes.
Yeah, this is the second time he's actually called in and just nothing. This guy is kind of creepy, Duan. I don't know what's up with him, but I don't know.
This has happened before? This ain't the first time it's happened?
Yes. Unfortunately, this has happened before, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, we move on.
Yes, we
next
do move
up, we
on,
have
like
the one, the only piece, the mechanic, Murray. How's it going, my friend?
My man.
How are y'all doing tonight?
How are y'all doing tonight? Mason McMurray here.
Man, I know that ain't that dick Rashard Priest out there, is it?
Mason Mechanic Murray, welcome to the FWC today, sir. How do you still feel after losing to me last week?
Well, I mean, just about how anybody would feel after taking a cheap shot to my bad knee. But let's not talk about you, because that ain't why I'm here. Let's talk about Universe Mania 3. Hardcore championship match between myself, Yaja Grain, Professor Cripple, and Tank. See, I've got Lorelei on my side. And Lorelei, as you guys seen in the promo this week, only Lorelei can be held by somebody with the purest of heart. And if you was kind of confused, if you're kind of slow like Rashard Priest is, and was wondering why Corbin Slater was able to pick up Lorelei, he's the Warrior's Heart Championship, or champion, because he's got the heart. He's got the purest of hearts. So that's why he was able to pick up Lorelei. But on to the match. See, I will win the Hardcore Championship because I'm Mason the Mechanic Murray. I was born for this, and I'm focused. That's just all there is.
Sorry about that. That was
that focus. Word "focus" is starting to remind me of Pee Wee's Playhouse. Everybody's throwing it around. Every time everybody's around, everybody just starts yelling and screaming. So I'm guessing now, Mason Mechanic, you're an Asgardian now, you know, carrying around your part hammer there and going to win your Hardcore Championship, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not Asgardian. I'm a Missourian, but, I mean, yeah, I carry around my hammer Lorelei because, well, she's a tool and I use her to bash people's heads in, like yourself, the next time you go after my knee.
Rashard, wait. You're not going to do my man. You're not going to do my man like that. Hold on. The admin got to ask my man Mason a question. First of all, Mason Mechanic Murray, pleasure to meet you, sir. This is DeJuan Mills, the admin. I see you work all through the chapter, sir. You do great work, man. You do great work.
Thanks, sir.
But I do want to ask you a question, man. You know, I ask the hard questions. I've been around here for a while, all right? Been around here for a long, long time since the beginning. And let me put you in perspective, man. This is Universe Mania 3, the biggest pay-per-view of the year in our chapter, man. The biggest of all, man. And you're going for a first-time title, an inaugural title, a hardcore title. So how do you feel, again, being in the spotlight? I want to ask all the new guys a question. I want to ask all the new faces a question. I'm going to ask all the – trust me, if you're a new face, you're going to get this question asked. How do you feel? What difference are you going to make, not only being the FWC's first hardcore champion, but also going into your very first Universe Mania 3, man? What are you feeling, you know? How does it feel to have that kind of spotlight, that kind of prestige on you? And when you do win the Hardcore Championship at Universe Mania 3, you know, what difference are you going to make in this chapter, man? Give it to us real quick.
Well, I tell you what. See, this is my very first Universe Mania. And I tell you what, I am just about as excited as a three-peck of Billy Goat and a county goat fucking. I tell you what. This is the most exciting time in my entire life. And what difference I'm going to make as a hardcore champion is I'm actually going to show up, unlike Danny Lane. I'm actually going to promo. I'm going to show up every Monday, every Tuesday, every pay-per-view that I'm supposed to. I'm going to raise this hardcore championship belt up in the air. And with pride and with passion, you know, I'm not just going to win it and then take a two-month vacation. That's not Mason Mechanic Murray. I will go up against anybody, anywhere, anytime for that belt because that is what a champion does. He shows up. He's not a part-timer. Does that answer your question,
I wouldn't
sir?
Say that. I wouldn't say that too loud because, you know, Rashard Pace is forming at the mouth.
I'm sorry. I heard some interference in the background. What was that?
I said I wouldn't say that too loud because, you know, Rashard Pace foaming at the mouth for a shot at any tile they can get his hands on.
Oh, he's always foaming at the mouth, but I ain't gonna say it's because of that. Anyway, yeah. I'm excited,
well,
man. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Well, it was a pleasure, Mason. It was a pleasure, Mason, man. Best of luck this Sunday, man. Best of luck to you in your debut. Best of luck in that Hardcore Championship match. Love to see you guys brand new, man. Love to see you guys. Hey, like
Thank
I said,
you, sir,
man.
And I just want to shout out to Steampunk Collectors.
Yes,
I hope all of us go out there with belts in our hands.
Damn right. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. Well, again, good luck to all you guys. Yeah, again, like I said, man. This is the FWWC Today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee, man. Let me tell you guys something, man. There couldn't be a more exciting time in this chapter, being able to see all the new guys, all the new faces, all the new belts. And I want to get into another new championship, man. It seems like in every Universe Mania, we bring in a new title. You know, we bring in a new belt. You know, like I said, we introduced the UXT title at the first Universe Mania. I want to say at the second one, we introduced the tag titles. You know, but there's another new championship that's going to be introduced at Universe Mania 3. Find that hashtag on Twitter. And that's the European title. All right? It's going to be El Luchador, the KC, taking on La Familia's own Legion. Now, these guys have a long, long, long history. You know, one time members of the Lucha Crew from way back in the day. Joe, I know you've had a little bit of history with Legion and El Luchador. Rashard Priest, I know you had a little bit of history. Boy, man, Legion, he's a fellow La Familia member. But my thing is this about both these guys, you know. I have a lot of respect, you know, for Legion. Much respect for him inside and outside the ring. Shoot and, you know, on a shoot perspective also. I also got a lot of respect for my man El Luchador to KC. I've known that guy for a long time. Both these guys have been in the group, you know, since his beginning. But with the European title, the FWWC European title, a new belt, it always seems to be that first-time jitters. I don't quite understand it, you know. You know, we have all these other championships in the group, but whenever there's a new belt on the line, new eyes looking at it, man, there's always seemed to be that certain, you know, I don't know. Rashard, I'm going to ask you, man, when you went for the Legends title, man, for your first time, was there any nervousness you had? Was there any little bit of, I don't want to say doubt, but different kind of feeling knowing that everyone was looking at you just like everybody's looking at the European Championship? Your thoughts, man.
You know, DeJuan, when I went to the Legends Championship, I did not have any nerves. Everybody looking at me is nothing new to me. Everybody always looks at who's great, and they always look at Richard Priest. So whenever I'm in a championship match, there are no extra nerves. There's no extra anything. It's just me, my greatness, and the titles that I will be taking.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Joe Lance, man, your thoughts on both those guys, man. El Luchador de KC, your thoughts on Legion, and, of course, the prestigious first-time FWWC European Championship, man. What are your thoughts going into hashtag Universe Mania 3 this Sunday?
Look, of course, La Familia is going to come out on top. Legion is going to beat the holy hell out of this luchador, the Kansas City, a luchador, the explorer, whatever you want to call him. It's not going to be any contest. You know, Assad's gotten lucky the past couple of times that they faced, and it's gone to a tie. This time there won't be any tie. Legion will be walking out with his hand raised high, and the side will just go back to being the loser that he is.
Sounds like you got a little bit of bias in your voice, Joe. I don't know where that's coming from, buddy. I thought you were calling this thing down.
I'm not biased.
Yeah.
I call it how I see it. I call it how I see
okay.
My brother in law, Familia, Richard Priest, would probably agree with me.
I truly do. I do believe that. No, I have not been in the ring with Legion, but being part of La Familia, I've seen a lot of him. I have been in the ring. I've had many wars with Joker's Wild. I've had many wars with El Luchador. And I am probably one of the only people in the group who has beaten El Luchador not only in tag matches, but in a singles match as well.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting, man. That's interesting, man. You know, again, I'm the admin. I'm unbiased. I call it down the line. I just want to see a new champion. That's all. Whether it's La Familia, whether it's Joker's Wild, I don't care. I love seeing new champions. I love seeing champions in general. And speaking of champions, I know we got a guy on the line, and this next match that I want to talk about has a lot to do with him. The Intercontinental Championship at Universe Mania 3. Let me tell you guys something. The Intercontinental Championship has a little bit more power than most of you guys know. Okay, I'm going to break it down to you real fast, man. I believe we introduced, I can't quite remember. I think you might have introduced the Intercontinental title at a Money in the Bank pay-per-view in the FWWC. I can't quite recall, but I think we did, and here's why. The Intercontinental title in the FWWC doubles as a Money in the Bank contract. Now, let me explain that real fast. Most of you guys know about Money in the Bank, right, Joe? Richard Priest, you know Money in the Bank, right? Actually, it's coming to St. Louis this year. Might have to take that trip. So,
Money in the Bank.
That is true. That is true, sir. That is very true. So, Money in the Bank means you can cash in on the heavyweight championship anytime at the next pay-per-view, Monday Night Raw Challenge, now SmackDown Live. And the Intercontinental title has been cashed in that fashion manner before. But there's one particular gentleman in this group who I have to consider the greatest Intercontinental champion ever. I believe he's a two-time IC champ. He's never cashed in the belt, even though he's had an opportunity to do so. And because of that, man, he is the longest reigning, the greatest IC champion in this group, in my opinion, the Voodoo Master. But this Sunday, he will defend this title at Universe Mania 3 against Arden Murphy and Marcus Mayhem. Again, a couple of new guys, a couple of new faces, going up against a veteran, in my opinion, a great veteran in this group. If I'm not mistaken, we might have one of those guys on the line this Sunday's Universe Mania 3. Joe, do we got someone on the line that wants to give their opinions on this match?
We do. We have the risky drinking
Not this guy.
Whoa, there, fellas. The only Irish has always been kissing at your mums at night when they need someone to keep them warm. Now, hold on just a second. With all the rudeness. That's right, fellas, we have ourselves a triple threat intercontinental championship match at Universe Friggin' Mania. And let me tell you, fellas, Arden Murphy's just a little shaky for this. This is probably one of the biggest matches here. Let's be real here. Because whoever shall hold on to that intercontinental championship can hold on to it and make it as prestigious as possible. Or they can trade that beauty in for a chance at the Universe Heavyweight Championship. And you bet your arse when Arden Murphy sees gold. Well, he gets to drool in just a little bit, but I cannot underestimate my opponents in this whatsoever. You usually hear me, I sound a little overconfident, I talk a lot of smack, but I never underestimate anyone I go up against, especially the men in this match. You have the Voodoo Master, easily the greatest intercontinental champion in the entire FWWC history. Easily. The man has had that belt, well, basically half of my career here in the chapter. So, that goes without saying. The other man to worry about in this match, Marcus Mayhem. A man I've definitely had my differences with, clearly, but earned my respect back in our last bout, our Inferno match, when he set half my head on fire, which, admittedly, I needed a haircut, let's be real. So,
and it's never made you look better either, Arden.
I appreciate that, Richard. Any hooser. But I've never managed a victory over Marcus, which, listen to me here, and when I really mean this, it burns me just a little bit, because he's had the one up on me every single time. But Arden Murphy's done his homework, and when Arden Murphy loses, and that's not often, he takes that as a lesson to heart to improve himself, to get even better, and to go right back into the fight. I'm never going to pout after a loss. I'm never going to cry. I'm going to pick myself right back up, take a few more notes, hit the gym, and plunge right back the hell in.
That's great, Arden Murphy. But now, we actually have a little treat. We actually have somebody on the line that might have a little different opinion of what's going to happen at Universe Mania 3. Ladies and gentlemen, let me bring to you your opponent at Universe Mania 3. One of your opponents, Mr. Mayhem. What's going on, sir?
Oh, man. This is hilarious. How's it going, guys? What's going on tonight?
Marcus, sir, finally somebody with class, finally somebody with intelligence. My tag team partner, one half of the Rough Riders, La Familia's own, Marcus Mayhem, finally.
Speak the truth, brother.
With dignity on this show other than myself.
Do you realize that at Universe Mania this Sunday, Marcus Mayhem can walk out a triple champion, a tag champion, a Warriors Heart champion, and an Intercontinental champion? Come on, man, that's big time. What's going on?
You know what? I realized.
Go ahead.
No, Richard. No. Go ahead. I appreciate the passion from everybody.
Look,
I appreciate
I
the passion, man. So by all means, go ahead.
Brother, I love you. I would not count on that universe on that Warriors Heart champion. IC champion, tag champion, yes, but. We will discuss the Warriors for the champion at another time.
Yeah, I'm going to throw something out there because here's the thing. This is Universe Freaking Mania 3, all right? The biggest doggone pay-per-view in the chapter's history. Here's what I want to know. Arden Murphy, Marcus Mayhem, both you guys are debuting this Sunday. Both you guys are in championship matches this Sunday. Let me ask you a question. In this Intercontinental Championship match, who do you think has the bigger advantage? Or who do you think is going to get pinned? Who's going to take the L? yourself,
you know what,
Voodoo Master, or who? Speak.
Let me answer that question real quick. Obviously, it's going to be a tough match because, as Arden already said, that the Voodoo Master is one of the greatest of all time in the chapter and the greatest IC champion of all time. And it will be a tough match. But as he also said, is he ain't beat me yet. Every time he tries, he fails. He said he takes notes. He must have like 50 binders. He must have a library on how to beat me because he don't lost so much. And he still can't figure out how to beat me. It's a damn shame. So I don't know what type of research he's missing out on or whatever, but it clearly ain't working. So that's just how I feel about it. I feel that I'm going to win this Sunday and be your new Intercontinental Champion.
He throwing shade, Arden. What's up with that?
All right there, fella. Now, I understand, Marcus. You've got the edge coming into this. You beat me 3 times, straight in a row. But the problem being is that when people come up against me, they all end up overconfident, and that costs them in the end. Now, you even have one more victory over me than Jimbo Slice, and that's saying something. But, as I've told Rashad Priest before, there are few people in the FWWC that I will take 1,000 losses to just to get that one sweet victory in the end. And I'm nothing if not a patient man.
Man, patience is wearing thin. You've been waiting a long time to be. Jeez Louise.
Ooh.
But you know what? I respect you. I know you're a great wrestler. I'm not taking none of that away from you. It's going to be one hell of a match. I guarantee you it's going to be one hell of a match. And I'm not going to come in overconfident. But, to say the least, I'm still going to win that title on Sunday. You can bet your ass on that.
Well, I mean, all three of us in the match can go in saying we're going to win it, but I guess we'll see at the end of the night, shall we?
All right, one last tough question for you guys, man. One last tough question. One last tough question. Because we've got a lot of other guests. We've got a lot of ground to cover. So, in the event that either one of you guys do win the Intercontinental Championship, what would be your ultimate decision? To put prestige to that belt, you know, to make that belt, you know, look great, either if it be La Famille or the Steampunk Collective? Are you going to trade that belt in and get the richest prize, one of the richest prizes in the group, the Universe Heavyweight Championship? Arden, I'm going to start with you, man. Do you keep the belt or do you cash it in? Go.
You know, honestly, I've thought long and hard about that over, of course, agonizing over strategy for this match. But say I walk out Intercontinental Champion, a part of me really wants to hold on to it and almost try to put some more shine on it, kind of like Voodoo Master has. A part of me wants to defend it as long as I can until I just eventually lose it because, you know, nobody holds titles forever. And an even bigger part of me really wants to trade that in for a shot at the big belt. So, at the moment, there is one hell of an internal struggle to figure out what exactly I want to do afterwards. But I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. Marcus, I'm curious as to your answer on that, fella.
Jeez, that's a really, really sorry-ass answer. I don't know if I'm going to trade it in. I don't know if I want to keep it. I don't know what to do. Listen, what I'm going to do when I win that title, it's all about prestige. It's all about legacy, leaving a legacy in the group. Now, sure, I can turn it in and get the biggest chip in the prize, but why not raise the bar on it? You got Voodoo Master. If you can eclipse him with that title, you're a legend. You really, really made a legacy for yourself. That's what I plan on doing. I'm not cashing it in. I'm going to elevate it even more than what the Voodoo Master has, and I'm going to etch my name up there in Mount Rushmore of the chapter, and that's going to be a promise.
A quick question for you, Marcus. Are you not going to trade it in because you really do, in fact, want to add prestige to the Intercontinental Championship, or are you afraid to take on a higher member of La Familia?
Oh, jeez. You're not going to bait me into this, Arden Murphy. It don't work like
that.
I'm not baiting you for nothing,
pal. I'm legitimately curious. Are you?
No. I'm not afraid to fight my own brothers. I mean, it's all about competition. It's nothing but family here, and if we got to compete against one another, it's the strongest against the strongest, and all we do is support each other. That's just how it goes down. But still,
and you see, that's exactly what I like to hear, Marcus. I love to hear that. That's the attitude that everyone here should have, and that's competition. Doesn't matter your relation. Fight till you can't fight anymore and cement your legacy.
Arden, I always was under the impression you liked in the sweet moans of massacre standing behind you.
I legitimately didn't hear that. What was that? Rick, I couldn't hear you with all of the phallic objects inserted into your face hole.
You know what, in one day we will cross again, and one day you will lose again. Marcus, thank you for coming on, sir. I will see you at Universe Mania. And we move on to our next call.
All right, thank you.
Oh, boy. What a show.
And I hope
what a great
Murphy
show, man. And we're not even close to done yet.
Pot full of four-leaf clovers to Universe Mania 3 because he's going to need it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, when I said this was going to be the go-home show, I really freaking meant it, man. FWWC today, you got your man Richard Priest on the line, the head admin, DeJuan Mills, and my man Joe Lance over there trying to keep everything in control, trying to keep these guys in their corner. So we're going to keep going through these matches, man. We're going to keep rolling. Honorable mention, man, the night before Universe Mania 3, you're going to have UFC TakeOver in Orlando. We're going to have my man Kirk Malice take on the Battle Cat. The winner of that will be a number one contender for the Hardcore Championship, man. Honorable mention to those guys, man. You know, activity is key. You know, both those guys might have went through some hard times in the chapter, but they're going to get a shot to get the shot. They're going to get a shot to get the doggone Hardcore Championship. I'm telling you guys, I'm excited to see it. The UXT always brings it, man. And again, Richard Priest, I know the UXT division is your favorite division to talk crap about. So, for you to point fingers and laugh at this match, you're going to get your top opportunity to do that. So, yo, we got to keep moving. We got to keep rolling. Again, we're going to talk about these matches at Universe Mania 3. Hashtag that on Twitter. U.S. title. United States title. We got Kronos defending his title against my man, the old school, Big Papa Kirk, a.k.a. Jimbo freaking Slice. Jimbo Slice, man, the OG of the group. Again, another La Familia brother. And I believe we might have Jimbo Slice on the line. Joe, is that true?
Jimbo
What's
Slice.
Up?
There he is.
What's up?
Jimbo Slice, my favorite. Oh, my goodness. Jimbo Slice, sir, if I could reach through the receiver and shake your hand, I would. And I mean this
DeJuan,
with all my heart.
That is
what?
La Familia's own, the legend, Jimbo Slice, a.k.a. Big Papa Kirk. If you're going to introduce a legend, introduce him right.
Oh, well, you go ahead. Matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and step back. I'm going to let you ask all the damn questions, Richard Priest. Hey, Jimbo Slice. Go ahead, Richard Priest. My fault. My apologies. I didn't do it right. Richard Priest, by all means, man. Hey. Go ahead and do this, man. Again, El Matarata sends his respect to my man Jimbo Slice. But Rashard Priest, you know, I'm going to let you ask all the questions, man, since he's the man with the plan.
Sir, you have a huge match coming up at Universe Mania 3 as you go up against probably one of your biggest rivals here in the chapter against Kronos for the U.S. title, sir. What are your feelings about your match?
I have good feelings about it because it's a truck stop brawl.
Can you break that down for me? I guess this means that there's no rules in this match, that you guys are just going to beat each other to a pulp until one man walks
out. There's no DQ, there's no countouts, no disqualifications, nothing.
You know, in a match like that, sir, a big man like you, and I have seen you time and time again battle with the best, sir. I believe that gives you the overall advantage.
I believe so myself.
Dewan, the head admin, I know you have a question to ask the legend. Please, go ahead.
I sure do. So, yeah, my man, the legend, Big Papa Kirk, Jimbo Slice, man, again, much respect to you, sir. If I recall correctly, Kronos dethroned you of the Universe Heavyweight Championship some time ago. So is this kind of payback? You know, would this be, you know, revenge is a dish best served cold if you was to take away the U.S. title from Kronos? You know, I mean, it was a while back, but the exact same time, man, you know, in your mind, I know you want to get your hands not only on Kronos, but you want to get your hands on that good old American U.S. title. Is this match Sunday? Do you got a little bit of vendetta against Kronos going into Universe Mania 3?
Yes, sir, I do.
Damn right. I figured that, man. It's going to be awesome. Again, excited, very excited to see you guys go into competition at Universe Mania 3.
I heard Rashard Priest say he's the greatest Legends champion there ever was.
Uh-oh.
Not so,
next
sir.
Next to you, sir. Next to you,
I was
the greatest.
I was the best Legends title. I had the title and never lost it.
Woo!
And, sir, I hope the second time around, if I get it, I can break that barrier that you put out, bust through the ceiling that you made for us, sir, and bring more prestige to that Legends Championship like you did, sir. From now on, I will call myself the greatest next to Big Papa Kirk.
Well, I know we're brothers, Rashard Priest, but I got to stand behind my partner, Big Beard Kenny.
And, sir, I respect you for that.
Hey, Rashard Priest, I got a question for you.
I bet you do, Dewan.
Are your arms hurting?
No.
Well, they should be because all that back plating you've been doing for the past 5 minutes. Oh, boy. But thank you. I had to get that one in there. Thank
got
you.
Him. Got him.
Thank you, Jim Slice, man. That was awesome. Hey, man, I tried, man. It's been a while. I think we're going into overtime, man. I love this show. This has got to be the greatest show. All right. Let's keep it moving, man. Another honorable mention. UXT Championship, I believe we talked a little about that. Danny Lane will take on Massacre. Again, shout-out to Danny Lane. Shout-out to Massacre. I really fear for Danny Lane's life. I don't know how that's going to happen, but, oh, my God, it's going to be a great match. Moving on, do we have any information from anyone about who's getting the tag team title shot at Universe Mania 3? Anyone. I've heard rumors that we're going to hear something on WrestleTalk. Yeah. Joe, give me information about that, man. I'll add.
It has been announced that the winner of the tag team promo challenge is going to be announced on WrestleTalk with Joe and Renee. But now, being Nightmare Jones, it really doesn't matter. I've said it once, I'll say it multiple times. All these people that were in this promo challenge, I applaud them. But unfortunately, they did all this hard work just to lose at the end to the Voodoo Nightmares. See, they did all this hard work, and at the end of this tunnel, at the end of the road, stands the Voodoo Nightmares. And it doesn't matter who it is, whoever it is, do yourselves a favor and don't show the hell up.
Oh, boy, strong words.
Strong words there,
Nightmare
Jones.
Man, I'm telling you guys, man. Well, I'm freaking excited to see it, man. I'm freaking excited to see that. I've always been a fan of the tag team division. But again, moving on, man, we got a couple of matches to talk about, man. I know we got one more guest on the line. Before we get out of here, again, this is the FWWC Today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast with Jerome Renee. This has been an excellent and most reflective night, man. I've loved every single bit of it. So getting on to the Universal Heavyweight Championship match, we got the Dark Knight. All right. We just had Nightmare Jones talking about it, man. And I'm going to ask you, as Nightmare Jones, again, Universe Mania 3, hashtag Universe Mania 3, the biggest pay-per-view, the biggest event in the FWWC to this date, man. In my opinion, or should I say, we have more members in this group than we had last year and the year before that. So everybody in this group is going to be watching. Everybody in this group is going to be paying attention. And Nightmare Jones, everybody is going to be looking at you. So, again, fellow La Familia family member, Universe Heavyweight Championship match. My goodness. What are you going to do against the Dark Knight? Because I've been watching both of you guys. You know, I've been watching her in action. I've been watching you in action. Realistically, this is like on some Batman versus Joker stuff. Do you really think everything's going to come to head this Sunday, and will you be walking out Universe Heavyweight Champion?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Moshe may be my sister in La Familia. That does not mean that I will not destroy her at Universe Mania 3. You know, it's kind of like when Bane went up against Batman, what happened? The first time Bane ended up breaking Batman's back, he ended up destroying Batman. And that's exactly what I'm going to end up doing to Marche. I like Marche, and I don't want to do the things I'm going to have to do, but what greater place to do all this than Universe Mania 3? Plain and simple.
Rashard Priest, your thoughts, sir, on your La Familia brethren going against 101?
You know, I probably have to say the same thing Nightmare Jones said about my match with Big Beer Kenny. No matter who wins, La Familia wins in the end.
Well, I think there might be one last person on the line as we put this thing to a close that might have an opinion about all this La Familia business and about you, Nightmare Jones. Do we have El Luchador de KC on the line? Has he got something he want to say going into Universe Mania 3? Is he there?
He is here.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Very funny. What's going on, everybody?
You? What's up, El Luchador?
I'm
El
pretty
Luchador
good.
The
one.
Butt of everybody's joke.
Not really.
Not really.
El Luchador, before everybody starts to troll you, bro, listen to me, man. Yo, you and me have had a conversation in the past, okay? Again, you think about it, El Luchador. Just put this in perspective. At Universe Mania 1, okay, you was the very first UXT champion. You was crowned
That's
with
correct.
That championship belt. You became the drill sergeant of UXT. So, my goodness, you've made a mark in this chapter that no one else has made. You're one of the hardest working guys, IC champ, belts galore. It is what it is. So, it's no surprise. It's not a surprise at all that you're in this very first FWC European Championship match. Not a surprise at all, sir. You deserve it.
But oh, well, thank you, Dewan.
You're coming in as a little bit of a disadvantage. You know, had a little bit of a quarrels with the board of directors, and you're coming in at -1 going against Legion. So here's my question for you, El Luchador, because I know Joe got questions for you, and Rashard Priest got questions for you. Coming in at -1, down 1 point, what is your strategy to get back even to 0-0 and then ultimately walking out of Universe Mania 3 with the European Championship, man? What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, my thoughts are this. See, whether what Legion doesn't know, I know what exactly what's going to happen. Okay? He may be all shits and giggles that I'm down a point, but I'm going to find a way to even the odds and come out as champion that night. And you know what else? He's going to feel my wrath. He's going to feel everything that I put forward to this championship match. You know, you're right. I was the first UXT champion, and I am going to become the first European champion at Universe Mania 3.
Now, Alucha, I will give you the proper respect. Yes, you are a legend here in this group. Legion, as mm-hmm. well, is a legend in this group, and from what I know, you guys have had lots of battles back and forth. Knowing your opponent as well as you do, what advantages does that give you?
Oh, that gives me a lot of advantage because, let's see here. There's going to be probably going to be a point where he's probably going to have fail it a few times. But I know his weakness. I really know what it is. And you know what? It doesn't matter to me because I already know that I'm going to win this match.
Well, sir, I wish you the best of luck as you take on La Familia's own, one of my brethren, Legion, this coming Sunday. Dewan, do you have anything for the drill sergeant?
Oh, man, like I always said, man, it doesn't surprise me. You deserve this spot, and I know, man, you've been a guy that's always faced opposition, and you've always came out on top. El Luchador to KC, good luck to you, sir. I know you're going to kill this thing.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So moving on, man. Guys, we have got a very, very full card going into Universe Mania 3. Hashtag it on Twitter, man. Look it up, find it. But the creme de la creme, you know, the championship that only gets defended 4 times a year. In my opinion, the biggest, the greatest, the most prestigious championship in this group's history. The Warriors Heart Champion, and you know what? Not everybody can be a Warriors Heart Champion. I'll just keep it real with you. With Shard Priest, I'm pretty sure you could be one. Nightmare Jones, I'm pretty sure you could be one. But it takes something special to be a Warriors Heart Champion. You know, you got to go above and beyond the Call of Duty. You just can't come in the group and do a few promos. You just can't come in the group and have a couple matches. No. As a Warriors Heart Champion, you have to set yourself apart from everybody else in the group. You are the leader. You are the face. When they think Warriors Heart Champion, they see that big gold around your shoulder. That means you are the top dog, okay? And to defend that title on the biggest stage, Universe Mania 3, it means a lot. So this championship match is going to be a great one. Corbin Slater defends his title against Marcus Mayhem, Kronos, you, Richard Priest, Massacre, and Nightmare Jones. Man, I've seen a lot of Warriors Heart Championships in the past. Triple Threat, Fatal 4-Way. This has to be a six-man elimination. To be honest with you, this is one of the matches I'm always excited about because, again, you only see it 4 times a year. This Warriors Heart Championship is only defended at the big 4 pay-per-views. And to be honest with you, that doesn't give a lot of opportunity for the guy to defend it. Richard Priest, this has to be one, if the biggest opportunities you've ever had in this chapter. How are you going to secure a victory and walk out with the Warriors Heart Championship around your waist at Universe Mania 3? Your thoughts, and I'm going to get my thoughts from Nightmare Jones.
Plain and simple. I am greater than everyone. Yes, Corbin Slater has been doing a great job promoing his butt off as the Warriors Heart Champion. But look at him. Look at the way he dresses. He is not designed to be the face of an organization like the FWWC today, like I am. I wear, my suits are bespoke, which for you laymen means they are custom made only to me. I go to the same tailor as Ric Flair. I buy my shoes from Italy just because I can. Not only will I be the greatest Warrior's Heart champion, I will be the best dressed Warrior's Heart champion.
And that's a lot coming from you. That's a lot coming from you, sir. I love that confidence, man. I love that attitude. I love that winner's circle. Jones, you're up, man. Again, you're having a huge opportunity, not only at the Universal Heavyweight Championship, Warrior's Heart Championship, and you're defending the tag team titles, man. But I just want to talk about this match in particular, man. What are your thoughts going into Sunday, being able to walk out with three straps, bro?
I'm gonna do what Nightmare Jones does best, and that's win. See, I've been the tag team champion 2 times. I've been the world heavyweight champion, and I was the first ever United States champion. So why wouldn't anybody think that I would ever not be able to walk out Universal Mania 3 with 3 titles? I mean, it's a no-brainer. Rashad, I applaud you, and I wish you the best of luck, but unfortunately, I really hope you don't have your heart set on that Warriors Hall Championship, because it's not going to happen. Just saying.
We'll see come Sunday, Nightmare. Plus, I do believe there was one other time that you said, don't have my hopes up on a victory against you. And I do believe I beat you.
That's true.
You know, if there's one thing about Rashad Priest, I will say, he has a hell of a memory. I'll tell you guys what, man. But, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, listen to FWC today, man. We went a little bit of overtime. Hopefully you guys can still hear us, man. If not, this show will be on replay on Blog Talk Radio, man. And, again, we had to go in overtime, guys. This is freaking Universe Mania 3, okay? There ain't no time limits. This is the biggest pay-per-view in the group's history. You damn right went over the time limit. Why? Because we can do that. We got a lot more matches to talk about, man.
Yeah, and Universe Mania 3 is so big, we had to take the watch party to Rockstar Burgers this year in Kansas City, Missouri. It is so big, we will have DJ Theory up in the DJ booth, 2 live performers, WrestleMania 33 on the screens, awesome pricing on food and drinks, and we will have 3 native to Kansas City area promotions. We will have the NWL on hand with Todd Letterman, Dez Wellston, and Blaine Meeks representing them. KCXW will be on hand with Jay Savage. However you pronounce that last name, the Markman. And GWF will be on hand with their brand new champion, the Cowboy Rick Maverick, Kurt Gannon, and Black Jesus.
That's going to be awesome, man. And to be honest with you, and we're going to shoot from the hip a little bit, man. Rashard, are you expected to attend Universe Mania 3 here in Kansas City? Are you coming?
I will be there. Not only will I be there, but I plan on walking around and hopefully grabbing some interviews from some of these stars of the FWWC that will be in attendance.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Joe Lance, sir, I heard you got a plane to catch in a few days, man. Will you be in Kansas City for Universe Mania 3?
Absolutely, absolutely. I am thrilled to be able to come to Kansas once again for Universe Mania. It's going to be a great time. Going to catch some NWL on Saturday for the first time. It's going to be amazing. But before all of that happens, there's one other thing that happens. Before Universe Mania 3 happens, what happens is the Wrestle Talk podcast. And it so happens that on Wednesday, this coming up Wednesday, we have 2 guests. We have Dez Wellston is coming on to the show, which a lot of you remember him as Mike Outlaw, And then we have a guy by the name of Rudy Boy Gonzalez, who runs Shawn Michaels' wrestling school in Texas. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have, it's going to be one of the best WrestleTalk podcasts that there is with Joe and Renee. If you have the opportunity to catch it, definitely, definitely, definitely listen to the show. It's going to be amazing.
And I'm telling you guys, man, you guys need to hashtag UniverseMania3 all over social media. It's going to be great. It's going to be big. But, gentlemen, unfortunately, this is kind of bittersweet. This is really, really, really bittersweet for me, man. I'm going to take a couple minutes just to shoot here, man. There's going to be one person that's not going to be here for Universe Mania 3 for the first time in the chapter history, and that's me. Legit, I will be heading out this Friday at 11 a.m. to go to Orlando to actually go to WrestleMania 33. It will be my very first WrestleMania. I'm going with a few friends. And I will say this much. Nothing that I've accomplished, whether it's in this group, whether it's in my career, or anything that I've done, would be achievable or obtainable without everybody under the sound of my voice. You guys in this chapter have no idea. And again, not to get emotional here, but you guys in this chapter have no idea how you've made not only my dreams come true, but the dreams of everyone in this group. So to go down to Orlando, to go see it live for the very first time, you know, it's not for me. It's not. You know, it's for you guys, you know, because day in and day out, you know, you guys come here into this group, you guys come onto this show, we get on these podcasts. You know, we come up with these different storylines and everything, but we're real human beings. We have real jobs, but we have a passion for professional wrestling. We have a passion for our art. We have a passion for this group. And one day, I want to take everybody to WrestleMania because we all deserve it. We do. But to be honest with you guys, to not be here in Kansas City with you guys, trust and believe, it sucks. It's going to hurt. I've damn near sold my ticket twice. Because you guys are special. You know, I don't want to miss that. I don't want to miss, you know, my man Rashard Priest. I don't want to miss Joe Lance. I want to miss guys like Massacre. All these guys are going to be here in Kansas City for the first time. But just know this, man. Know this, that there is no one and nobody in fantasy wrestling that is better than we are. Understand something. Whether it's an E-Fed or whatever, I don't care. We are the pinnacle of fantasy wrestling. We are the best in fantasy wrestling. And damn it, I'm glad to call this place home. I'm going to represent the WrestleTalk podcast. I'm going to represent the FWWC today. And I'm damn sure going to represent the best fantasy wrestling group in the world, the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter, this Sunday at WrestleMania 33. Rashard Priest, Joe Lance, you guys are awesome. Any closing thoughts as we go out?
Just thank you all for everything that you all have done. Definitely tune in to the Wrestle Talk Podcast Wednesday. If you are in Kansas City area this weekend, definitely stop by Rockstar Burgers. Say hi to everybody. Come hang out. Hell, if you're lucky, I may even buy you a beer. You never know. You never know what's going to happen.
He's buying beers. I don't drink beers, but I'm not going to be there. That sucks.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything. That's all I got to say.
Rashard Priest, your thoughts, sir.
Always remember, you can be a winner, but it will cost you money.
Until Universe Mania 3, good night going home from the FWC today. See you guys Sunday, baby.
Woo!
See you guys Sunday. We're going to close it out with Renee's theme song.